A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Pei Gimel, Yevamos 83a, pagination 165. We're about midway on the page. The first word on the line is Ditnan, and we're going to be learning in our Gemara a Mishnah from Masecha Shviyas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, about Tosefes Shviyas, the additional part to Shemitah. So we know that the years are divided into 7-year cycles, the 7th year being Shemitah, when we do not plant or harvest in a specific restrictions about what you're allowed to do on the field during the Shemitah year. In addition to basic Shemitah from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish year, there's also something called Tosefes Shviyas, that the period right before Shemitah, the end of the 6th year in this cycle, is also restricted in what we're allowed to do. By way of introduction, let's do the Rambam, Perek Gimel, in Hilcha Shemitah V'Yovel. The Rambam writes, Avodas Ha'aretz Bashana Shishis, working the land during the 6th year of the Shemitah cycle, Shloshim Yom Samach LaShaviyas, for the 30 days closest to the new year, meaning the Elul preceding Shemitah, Asura, it's forbidden to do work on the land, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, as a tradition, the oral tradition, together with Torah, is that not only Shemitah, but also the 30 days beforehand is Tosefes Shemitah, Tosefes Shviyas, and is restricted. The Mishnah that we're going to do in our Gemara describes how this restriction of 30 days is actually extended a bit when a person is dealing with planting fruit trees, because it takes time for the tree to take root, and whatever number of days is required, but if you're less than that number of days, then your act is making it take root during the 30 days preceding Rosh Hashanah, and that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to do something that will cause it to be planted within the 30 days of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore we're told, a note in, you're not allowed to plant a tree, ve'emar vrichin, and you're not allowed to do a certain type of style of planting where they took roots of an existing tree and they brought it out of the ground in such a way that it would produce another tree, ve'emar kivin, and you're not allowed to graft branches into a tree. We're not talking about a case of kelayim mixing the types of trees. We're talking within the same species, within the same type of tree, but if they had a stronger branch or a slightly different variety of the same species, they had a strategy in farming that they would graft it from one tree to the other and would produce whatever type of fruit they were looking to produce. For our purposes, that's an act of planting. You wouldn't be allowed to do it 30 days before Shemitah. But in addition to that, you're not allowed to do these activities Erev Shviyas Pachas Mishloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. There's an additional 30 days described over here. Ve'imnata ve'hivrich ve'hirkiv ya'akar. And if you did do it, then he's going to be obligated to uproot it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, Kol harkova shena koletes b'shlosha yomim shuvane koletes, that the allocation beyond the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah is a 3-day allocation, and that's how long it takes for something to take root. So if you're got your 3 days before the 30, then you're okay. Otherwise, it's going to be planted, it's going to take root within the 30 days, and that is forbidden. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Shtei Shabbosos, the way the Rambam paskins is like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, who say 2 weeks, 2 units of 7 days, meaning 14 days. V'amar Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, in the name of Rabba Bar Avua, L'divrei ha'omer shloshim, tzarech shloshim u'shloshim. According to the opinion that it takes 30 days to take root, you need 30 plus 30, meaning Elul is regular Tosefes Shavuos, plus another 30 before that, meaning the month of Av. L'divrei omer shlosha, according to the opinion that 30 days is allocated for the taking root, tzarech shlosha u'shloshim, so then you're going to need 3 plus 30 in order that you have your Tosefes Shavuos, whatever's added on to Shemitah, that's 30 days, plus the 3, because you're dealing with a tree, and it has to have time to take root. L'divrei ha'omer shtei shabbosos, and according to the opinion of 2 weeks, which again is the way the Rambam paskins, tzarech shtei shabbosos u'shloshim, you would need 2 weeks, plus the 30 days that we're describing for basic Tosefes Shavuos, which puts you at approximately Tu B'Av, the 15th of the month of Av. The Rambam in Perek Gimel, Shemitah V'Yovel Halacha Yud Aleph, summarizes this Gemara as we described paskening based on the 2 weeks, and he writes, Af Bizman Hazeh, even in our time, you're not allowed to do these planting type behaviors, unless you have enough time for the planting to take root, and besides it taking root, you'll still have your 30 days of Tosefes Shavuos, which you have not infringed on. Ustam klita shtei shabbosos, and basically it takes 2 weeks. Nimtzas omer, the result of this rule is that if a person did any of these behaviors, erev shavuos kodem Rosh Hashanah, in the 6th year before Rosh Hashanah, mem dalid yom yikayim, if he did it 44 days beforehand, then he can keep it, because that's the 30 plus the 14. Pachos mikan, but if it was less than that, ya'akor, he would have to uproot it, because he's entered into a restricted behavior, and the plant, the tree that he's planted, is actually infringing on those 30 days of Tosefes Shavuos. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining me.